The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and the sports gently creep back into our society. And a lot of other stuff to do. So let's do it. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort, if you want to get in today. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page today. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will read it, make him feel important. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. And it is a Wednesday, so we do things a little differently, at least for part of the show. When you call, text, tweet, send a raven, stand naked outside my house with something written on your chest, put odds on it. What are the odds? It's going to be a fun show today, Hoffman.
About 15%, Fred. I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty down.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dinos dropped one last night, 2-1.
Oh.
My boy, I mean, what can you do? He pitches 8 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, and the bullpen comes in and blows it. I mean, what are you going to do? If you're Kuchang Mo, I mean, you've got to be just disgusted. No offensive support. The bullpen's been, it's been an issue for the Dinos. Both games that they've lost this season are basically games that they've blown in extra innings. The bullpen has. So this is a rough day for me. I'm going to be like I'll be like Holly after the Eagles lose on a Sunday. Like, I'm going to be a hardcore Dinos fan. Like, it's going to ruin my whole week when they lose a game.
I see.
Yeah, yeah.
The
I'm Joel when the Packers lose.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm bummed. I don't want to come out of my room. You know, I'm neglecting my family. It's just. And it's weird for me because I'm just not used to cheering for a loser. I mean, I've had this – I've just been blessed with the Dinos being so great all the time. And then they come out and they lose their second game of the season, and it just – it's crippling, honestly.
Well
– that combined with, you know, the world's ending and, you know, everybody's – it's just not a great day.
No, the world's not ending. We're coming back, AJ.
Are we?
Yeah.
Who told
yeah.
you that?
The president.
Fred, the president doesn't know. How would he know? He's morbidly obese, just like us.
Oh, he's not. He's just overweight.
That's not what Nancy Pelosi said.
Yeah, well, he also said she's that she has mental issues.
That's probably true.
It probably is true.
Can't they both be true?
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Well, not in America.
Listen, no one, Nancy Pelosi, no one is having those eyebrows unless they have some kind of mental issue.
Yeah, he said she's a sick woman with mental problems. And so I'm not going.
Does her being sick, does that make her more susceptible to COVID?
Possibly.
Because that's what Nancy was worried about him, because he's high risk because of his age and his morbid obesity. And, you know, I mean, I just, you know, that just cut him deep to hear those things said. But now when he says she's a sick woman, does that mean that she is more at risk now because she's a sick woman?
I think he meant mentally sick.
Oh.
And I believe him. I believe him because guess what? That's not morbidly obese. Is it obese? Yes. Is it fat? Yeah. Guess what? Embrace it. That's what the rest of us do.
So you're saying the president's not morbidly obese. He's just regular obese.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. You know what? I tend to agree with you. I think that you're probably right on this. Because, like we talked about with Josh yesterday, I'm a big believer the BMI thing is ridiculous. You know, even when I was, like, in fighting shape, like when I was at, you know, I would cut weight to make 185 pounds and I would have almost no body fat, it was still like, you could stand to lose 10 more pounds. And it's like, I would die if I lost 10 more pounds. I would just be dead. So I tend to think that whole thing is BS. And I like to judge people either healthy, overweight, obese, or morbidly obese strictly by the eye test. I think that's the only way to do it. And I'm with you on the president. The eye test says, now, mind you, we've never seen the president with his shirt off, which have we ever seen any president with their shirt off? Maybe Reagan, huh? In a movie or something?
Yeah, probably back in the day, Reagan did.
No other presidents take their shirt off. That's
well,
weird.
Back in Reagan's movie days, though, they really didn't take shirts off.
That's true.
Because that's going way back.
I guess I feel like if I were running for president, maybe I'd take my shirt off just to prove I'm an everyman.
I've seen Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau with his shirt off.
Did it make you think more or less of him?
More. He was in a boxing match when he was running for office. And yes, he's a beautiful man.
Haven't we seen Putin with his shirt off too?
Yes.
Are we sure that wasn't a photoshopped fake news photo?
No, why would the Russians ever do something like that?
Right. You are a Russian truster.
How can you not trust the Russians? Come on.
I know. They've been such a great ally to us for basically eternity. What am I thinking? No, but I think that if I saw Donald Trump with his shirt off, maybe it would change my mind. Because let's face it, if you had to guess what it looks like, 1 to 10 scale underneath a shirt for Donald, it's a 1.5, right?
Well, I mean, we're talking the average human being in America. It's probably closer to a 4.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, I think it looks disgusting. I think it's like it looks like you shot the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man with buckshot. That's what I imagine his body looking like. But either way, I think that would change me from obese to morbidly obese. But because the guy wears, you know, tailored suits and he presents himself in a manner that looks like he cares, I think it knocks him down to just regular obese for me with the eye test.
Yeah, see, I think even those, I think there's different categories. Like, I consider myself chunky.
Okay.
Not really obese, but a little more than fat, so kind of chunky.
So fat, chunky is heavier than fat.
Well, yeah, because you can be skinny and be fat, right? You can be skinny and have a gut.
See, I feel like chunky that's a way to describe someone who it's maybe not fair to say that they're fat. Like they're a little less than fat, but they could still they're husky. You know, I actually think chunky and chubby and husky are all kind of the same word, and they describe almost fat.
Well, see, I think of that as a little more than fat. So, like, I feel like I'm a little more than fat, but I don't think I'm obese.
We have a difference on our rating scale here.
That's okay because you know this is America. We're allowed to have our own opinions. But my problem is I would say 80% of my body is pretty good, but then my gut is a little fat.
You know what you know what you have that's a surprising physical trait that you've got that I'm actually jealous of this physical trait of yours. You have very meaty calves.
Oh yeah, my legs are like rocks. I mean, I have the legs of an actual attractive person.
Yeah, but it's very odd. The rest of you looks kind of gross, but
once you get north of the penis, it's all downhill. But
well, I haven't seen north of the kneecap. I have strictly noticed your calves, so I don't know what your hamstrings are looking like. But
no, good.
You do have strong looking calves.
No, my legs in general are really strong. It's just once
do you think
you
it's
get
because
above,
they're carrying around your flabby upper body all the time?
Well, I still do a lot. I've always had
I mean, your chunky legs. Upper body. Well, I didn't mean
chunky.
Flabby.
Let's go with chunk.
Don't I didn't want to. I don't want to. Yeah, I don't know where flabby sits on the scale between chunky and fat. I don't want to be rude.
Yeah. Well, I think frumpy maybe.
Frumpy.
About that.
Okay.
Although that you tend to describe women more with that, right?
Yeah. Frumpy is a word I use for women who don't put a lot of effort into their appearance. They may. They like put their hair up in a ponytail and don't really wear makeup and throw on a sweatshirt, baggy clothes. That's what I would use the word frumpy on.
Well, that's kind of me right now.
So. Okay.
All right. But yeah, when you mentioned when you were training for your fight and you got down to 185, you looked physically ill at that size, and the BMI
horrible.
Scale still had you in the fat range.
Yes.
Which is just silly because anybody can find the pictures of you in the weigh-ins, and it's like, dude, that does not look like AJ. And then by a couple days later, once you put 10 pounds back on, you look good. But I mean you honestly look like somebody who was about to die.
So. Well, I felt like that too, so it's nice of you to say.
Well, I didn't mean it as an insult.
I took it as a compliment. I actually did. Someone tells me you look like you're about to die, I always take that as a compliment.
Because I get told that every day, including by you. So maybe.
Right. When I say it, I'm not complimenting you. I'm telling you, oh, my God, I'm concerned.
Yeah, well, you need to not be. So, because I'm telling you, I'm Keith Richards, man. I'm the Keith Richards of Houston radio.
You might be.
I'm not going to die.
Although I think Barry Warner is that until further notice.
No, that's probably true.
Yeah. But
see, I'm not in Keith Richards' age range. I got to find somebody who's more in my age range from the rock and roll years and go with that.
You're the Freddie Mercury of, like.
No, Freddie Mercury's dead.
Oh, yeah. Well, that wouldn't be a great
comp. And he was tiny. He was tiny.
Well, I mean, Keith Richards isn't exactly chunky.
No, that's true. Maybe Meatloaf? Is that more? Although I think he's dead too, isn't he?
I don't. Is Meatloaf dead?
I thought he died.
I don't think he is.
Look that up. I think he did die.
Honestly, no, he's alive. And honestly,
oh, is he?
That's a good comp for you physically. Is a rock and roller.
Okay.
Because he's not.
Okay.
He's not fat. He's fat for rock and roll standards, certainly.
Right. Right. Right.
But I wouldn't call him fat.
He's frumpy.
Yeah. That's probably a good one.
This might surprise you, but I did not have this topic on my show prep today. So.
You did not?
I did not. If somebody brings up Bret Michaels, that's probably a good one too, because he hasn't gotten fat, but he's he and
no, you're Axl Rose,
Axl, yeah, his Axl,
he's stopped caring.
Well,
he used to be
was,
heroin thin, and now he's not.
Yeah. Well, we didn't see him for like 20 years, basically.
Right.
Maybe not that long.
And all he did in that 20 years was eat.
And not do heroin, apparently.
Yes.
Pat in the 409 says, damn, AJ, you sound like 2019 Alabama fam concerning your dinos. Two losses, so sad, sad.
Well,
sad.
Listen, you don't know how it feels. You're probably a KT Wiz fan or something like that. You don't know what it's like to have expectations of greatness.
Well,
he's probably a Kia Tigers fan.
I'm getting a lot of Vince Neil, too.
Okay. I'll have to look up what Vince Neil's looking like today.
One big difference, I never killed anyone. I just want to make that clear.
Allegedly.
So, allegedly. Well, no, it wasn't alleged. He manslaughtered a dude.
Oh, Vince Neil is not thin.
Okay.
He's definitely not thin.
But is he fat?
You know what? I'll, that's a tough call. The Motley Crue fans launch petition to get Vince Neil to lose weight. People don't like listening to his music anymore. He's gotten so heavy. They're like, this is where we draw the line.
I see. Oh, man. All right, let's just take a quick break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz.
The Blitz. On ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Gary sent me this. It says, Meatloaf's in bad shape, needs a walker, can't put on his shoes and socks, and that's a two-year-old article. And J.D. said it could be Mick Fleetwood, taller with a little extra weight. I haven't seen Mick since he did... Running Man, which would have been 25 years ago. So, oh boy. I don't know, if Fred dyes his hair jet black, he could be a frumpy Vinnie Paul from Hockley Dan. So,
did you look at what Vince Neil is looking like these days?
I have not.
I think that might be, it's pretty accurate, I think.
Okay. Well,
I think Vinnie Paul has gotten chunky, as you would say, too.
Okay. Hey, I'm just embracing it, man. I'm good. I am.
Isn't Vinnie Paul? Well, he's dead. But okay. Wasn't Vinnie Paul kind of? No, maybe not. Maybe it's a. Is he the one that's was alt-right, or was that the? Is that not? That's the other Phil Anselmo. Who's alt-right?
Yeah, I think it was Phil. I could be wrong about that.
Okay. Well, I didn't want to put any bad juju on Vinnie Paul's name. I mean, he's dead, for God's sake. I wouldn't want to accuse him of being alt-right in death. But, yeah, I knew one of those guys had some association with that portion of America.
Yeah, you don't put any political stuff on me.
Okay.
Whatsoever. You know, you can fat me up all you want. You can compare me to the ugliest dudes in the world, but don't put any political stuff on me.
Okay, I'll avoid that going forward. My bad.
Well, Frodo says Chris Jericho would be a good one.
Chris Jericho? Like a pro wrestler?
Well, yeah, but maybe he's ballooned up nicely.
Is he still wrestling?
I don't know.
He's also a heavy metal lead singer. The song we just came back with was actually his band.
Oh, but really? Is he? I'm looking at him. He doesn't look like he's gotten fat.
Okay. That's probably not a good one then.
Yeah, that's not a good one.
I always thought kind of Brian Dennehy near the end of his career before he kicked would have been a good one too. But
for body type?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe so.
Although he looks more, he was a little shorter. Well, he was a tall guy, but he looked a little fatter.
He's kind of built like a fire hydrant.
Yeah. He's kind of looks Trumpy, to be honest.
Well, a little bit.
Or look.
How tall is Trump?
Isn't he
6'3"? 6'3".
Yeah.
Is that his real height or is that his pro wrestling height?
I think it's his pro wrestling height because
so
remember
he's like
when
5'11".
Remember when he did the whole physical and they insisted he was 6'3", 239 so that it wouldn't get into the obese range?
Okay. Yeah, they called him 6'3", 236, which was like that's saying he's the exact same height as me, but I'm obese and he's overweight.
Yeah, I'm gonna say he weighs a little more than you do, and a little more than me for that matter, if that's the height we're using, but you know, but not morbidly obese. I'm not down with that.
There's pictures online of him next to a bunch of other people who are 6'3", 6'4". It shows him next to Mark Sanchez, who measured 6'2" at the combine, and Mark Sanchez is taller than Trump. So I think the 6'3" is the lie. Like he might weigh 230 something pounds or whatever they said, but he's like 6 foot tall.
Well, everybody lies about height, right? Remember, Case Keenum was supposed to be 6'2". And I've stood next to Case Keenum, and he comes up to my nose. So
yes.
Yeah.
Well, like the UFC bills Alex Gustafson is like 6 foot six or 6 foot seven, and we've taken a picture together, and we're the same height, and I'm not 6 foot seven.
Well, no, I think you should take advantage of that now, AJ.
No,
you can't. Just say, hey, he's officially 6'7". So am I.
I don't think that's how it's supposed to work.
Well, hey, if they can do it, why not you?
Because pro sports often, they for whatever reason, they like to make guys seem bigger than they are. It makes us admire athletes more if they're taller than us.
One of my favorite things ever was when they listed Yao Ming's official height. They did it at 7'5" because he's 7'5" when he's wearing his shoes. Okay. What is the real difference between 7'4" and 7'5"? When you're getting into that range, does it really freaking matter? But the Rockets insisted on calling him 7'5" because that's what he was with his shoes on.
Okay, well.
Which, okay, that's probably what I measure when I have my shoes on. So that's probably fair. But does it really matter when you're talking the difference between 7'5" and 7'4"?
Probably not.
Speaking of which, if you get a chance, I wrote my article on Hakeem Olajuwon today is on Sports Map, and it just kind of, I look back at just how brilliant that guy was for his career, and it's gotten a really good response, and Mario Elie even tweeted about it. So.
Also, little known fact, Hakeem was actually 6 foot six. They just said how they were just like, you know what, let's make him seem taller.
He was always listed as 7 foot, but he was closer to 6'10", somewhere around there. Which again,
he wasn't actually 6 foot six, but they did oversize him. But they oversized everybody.
Yeah, and by the end of his career, as he was about 6'9", probably. Which, but he also
you've gotten into that phase of life where you're shrinking.
I'm not as
because
tall
when
as
I met
was.
You, we were the same height.
Yeah, well,
and I think you had like a kneecap removed or something.
No, it's the fat dragging me down. That's what it is.
You mean the chunk?
Yeah, the chunk. Excuse
me. It's not fat. Come on.
Yeah, well, I am committed to getting my fat ass back into shape over the next couple months. But for now, I'm riding with it, man. I mean, Lebowski didn't care.
You know what? I've gotten to. I'm going to the river next week, and I've gotten to where I can either, get serious about my diet, work real hard and get out on the river and look decent. I could probably, by this time next, I guess I'm planning on leaving Thursday. By next Thursday, I could probably lose 12 pounds. Maybe even more if I really got serious. But then I think, well, all I'm going to do is drink 200 beers while I'm there. What's really the point? I'll just get my act together when I get home from the river. I think that's the move.
Yeah, that's probably the right idea. There's no reason to starve yourself for a vacation where you're going to go drink. Yeah, it's not like you're going to do a workout camp or something. So. Yeah, I'm starting back that intermittent fasting thing at the end of the week, and then I'm getting really serious starting next week when my equipment gets here, and we'll see. I'm not making any promises. I'm gonna try. That's all I can do. Jeff asked, "What about Boris Johnson?" I don't have Boris's hair. I need Boris's hair, but I'm not supposed to.
Well, can't you grow that with Linville?
Well, I can grow it, and I have grown it, but I can't do that color because you can't bleach it.
Why?
Yeah, he just said it's a really bad idea to bleach your hair after you have this done.
Oh,
it could do some damage. So
okay, you can go darker in color, just not lighter.
Right. Which is where I'm going,
gotcha.
And I've got it pretty dark right now. It's not black, but I got it pretty dark, and I like how it looks. So this may be the color I go with. It was an accident. Because I went to Walgreens and everything was picked over, and so when I got to the hair color, all they had was darkest brown. So I'm like, okay, I'll try that.
And okay,
I like it. So, well, you'll get to see it soon enough. We're back next Tuesday.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm gonna try and get this thing back to normal a little bit.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Although I promise today is going to be a technically perfect day on my end. There will be no screw-ups.
Oh, that is a bold statement.
It is. If there's any screw-ups, it's not going to be because of me. It's going to be because of the equipment. So, just kind of in the case. Yeah,
it's going to be, as you say, perfect. That, did you hear that, Aaron? Like whatever he just said at the end?
I was blaming Aaron.
Oh, yeah, okay. I heard. I'm sorry. I was screening a call.
It sounded like you were, like whatever you blamed on Aaron, it sounded like you were gurgling mouthwash when you said it. So, like you're already ruining your perfect streak.
Well, but I didn't do it. I didn't do anything. It was weird today because yesterday we had to dial in a different way, which is why I missed the start of the show. And so today when I did it, I was hoping to catch a few minutes of Josh, and instead I'm dialed into SB Nation Radio. And whoever was on is like, Alex Bregman! Alex Bregman! I'm like, oh, great. Yeah, I don't think this is where I'm supposed to be today. So we got it worked out, though. I feel good.
Well, good. Guess what I've got worked out? My boys at Carbach, I talked to Eric yesterday. He's like, listen, man, you just put in your order. We're going to have you right out there on the river. We're going to have you drinking that good stuff. So I'm talking to them, and I'm going with a little blend because it's summertime. You know, you want to mix things up a little bit, and you don't want to drink 200 of the same beer on the river. It's important to have variety. So I'm going with some Weekend Warrior, which is always an easy one for me to get down with. I'm going with a little bit of Light Circus, a little bit of Crawford Box, some Tasty Waves. I'm going to go with some of the Rattlers. They've got the Sangria Rattler and the Blood Orange Rattler, and some of the Vivacella, which is with a little bit of lime and sea salt. So they've got a little something for everybody all summer long. Carbach, go by the restaurant. They're open in limited capacity, of course. But grab yourself a beer while you're out there. They've got always got great beers on the wall there. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to see when things are going to get back to normal. But when you're out at the grocery store, you're out at a restaurant, out at a bar, make sure you grab a Carbach. City got girls going wild, and I reach for my chain when I jump in the crowd. Lemo solo got a squad.
We finally made it. Let's pop us a bottle. ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, 713-780. ESPN's your number. Lawyer Dave was trying to put the lead singer for Nirvana on me. He's dead. He's dead. So, I'm not dead. I don't know how these rumors get started. We should, you know, somehow I'd like it to get trending on Twitter that Fowler is dead. That'd be kind of funny. Hey, we got a call. Let's get Davey on. What's up, Davey?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
We're doing sports, Davey.
Sort of sports, right?
Kind of.
Hey, long-time listener, guys. I love y'all. I listen to y'all every single day. AJ, this one's for you, man. My wife and I are going to take some pictures in about a week. And I heard you talk about losing a stupid amount of weight in a really short amount of time. Do you have any tips for me? Because I may end up in my underwear in some of these pictures.
Okay, let me ask. Don't hang up yet.
Yes, sir.
Do you drink soda?
No, sir. I do not at all.
What do you drink during the day normally? Like, what all do you drink?
I drink plain tea, no sugar. I'll drink black coffee, no sugar in the mornings, and my replacement for soda has been mineral water.
Okay, so like Topo Chico or something.
Yes, sir. That's my favorite, actually.
Okay, that's good. That's a good start. Do you drink alcohol?
Yes, I do. I am a blitzer, after all.
And what kind of alcohol do you drink?
I generally prefer whiskey or bourbon.
Okay, do you drink it by like straight, or do you mix it with something?
I drink it straight.
Okay, well, that's if you're going to drink whiskey, that's the way to do it. But okay. What I would say is, if you need to lose a lot of weight in a hurry, stop drinking.
Okay.
And all I do when I'm really trying to lose weight, especially if I'm not having to, like when I was training for a fight, it was different. I had a more balanced diet. But when I'm just trying to lose a bunch of weight real fast, I'll just not eat carbs. All I'll eat is meat. And it's, you know, I normally every day eat between 2 o'clock and 10 o'clock at night. 10 o'clock at night, okay. I don't eat anything else. I don't eat breakfast. I don't eat anything until 2 in the afternoon. And then at 10 o'clock, I shut it off. So that eight-hour window I eat in, and I would eat just meat. I mean, you can throw some vegetables in. Don't go eating a bunch of potatoes or stuff like that. But
yeah, you know, so almost keto.
Yeah, pretty much. And you can, I mean, I'll lose, I lose 15 pounds in 2 weeks doing that.
Yeah, I do work out. I'm still, I look great from the chest up and from the waist down, but I'm just trying to cut the fat right there in the midsection.
Well, you're not drinking soda. If you don't eat fast food, that's a pretty good start. I'll tell you that.
I never eat fast food.
That's the biggest problem people have is they'll.
Okay.
You know, they either drink soda or they eat fast food. And that, like I tell everybody, listen, you cut those two things out, you're going to automatically lose a bunch of weight. If you're not doing that, I mean, yeah, then the next thing to go has got to be booze, unfortunately.
I can do it. I can do
all
it.
All right, man.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Love your show.
Sure. Thank you.
Thanks, man. Do it now, though, before you get, because it gets harder when you get over 50, because I do a lot of that stuff, too, and I'll get 8 pounds off and then plateau and... And then, but if that's the best tip though, man, is soft drinks and crap like that, get that out of your diet.
Yeah.
And
even like Gatorade, it's unless you're drinking zero sugar, like any kind of sugary drinks, if you drink, like if you go to Starbucks and he said black coffee, that's good. But if you're drinking coffee, and I used to love to drink like, I like a nice caramel macchiato iced, with coconut milk. But guess what? It's a cup full of sugar, you know. So yeah. You got to cut that stuff out.
And if you're not going to cut alcohol, vodka water is vodka water or gin and water
or tequila soda, something like that. I mean, there's,
yeah, but not margaritas because those are bad. Those
oh
are like
yeah,
400
yeah,
calories a pop. Yeah,
yeah. So. You don't want the preference is clear liquor and really just soda water. Like, and if you're going to drink tonic water, like if you drink a gin and tonic or a vodka tonic, make sure it's like a low sugar tonic because regular tonic water has a bunch of sugar in it.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
look at me giving life advice, Fred.
I know. Well,
I'm a man of the people. I like to help people.
That's one thing that I have to say. Both of us have been pretty good about lose a bunch of weight, gain a bunch of weight. So
yeah.
I can tell you how to
do
get
it all the
to
time.
Either one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like Topo Chico in vodka. I'll do that sometimes. But that's the – really, like the first step is, and I hate to say this, is cut out beer because that's the hardest one to
– Yeah.
Especially if you're drinking a lot of it. If somebody asks, are Coke Zeros acceptable? I wouldn't do any of that. Like,
I mean –
the Gatorade – I drink Gatorade Zero. I will not drink any other Gatorade.
Coke Zero is worlds better – than Coke or Diet Coke, but if you can drink water, drink water. Like I drink these sugar-free energy drinks, like Bang. It's not in Red Bull, sugar-free Red Bull. It's not good for me, but you know, I'm aware of that. And when I'm really trying to, you know, lock it down, I cut that out. But Coke Zero is kind of in that same category. I mean, it's better than the alternative, but it's not like it's not helping you. You'd be better off drinking water.
Yeah. The Diet Coke, by the way, is not good for you.
No.
And it doesn't help nearly as much as you think. So, and not just Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, too. I don't want to single out Coca-Cola for any reason. But
are you working a Coca-Cola sponsorship angle? Is that what you're working on?
Well, I couldn't because I can't tell you the last time I drank one of those. It's probably been 15 years. And my go-to drink for the longest time was Jack and Coke. And then... I got really fat. That's when I got over 300 pounds. It's like, okay, this has got to stop. And I went from 306 to 175, and I looked like I was about to die, as I have mentioned to you before. And then finally, if I could settle around 215, that's like the perfect weight for me. So I need to get about – I'm probably 245 right now. So I can get there. I just have to do it.
Another thing you can't have is Blue Bell. And the big story of the day is someone in Brenham at the Bluebell factory got coronavirus. listen.
Ooh.
That's not going to stop people. People are going to keep eating Bluebell. We've seen this before. Listeria, people kept eating Bluebell. They're not worried about it. People are going to fight through. That's the one thing, especially in Texas. People aren't afraid. You know, they keep telling us we're not afraid. We want to be back to normal. There's no new normal. It's just back to normal. And that means they're going to eat their Bluebell. They're going to do it, and they don't care what the consequence is. So Texans aren't afraid of that danger. People are going to keep eating it. In fact, they may have, like, if Bluebell drops their price at all, like if Bluebell's, I don't know who's in charge of Bluebell's stock, but they're like, hey, we're going to need to drop the gold rim. We're going to need to drop it 25 cents a half gallon. They'll probably sell more Bluebell, would be my guess.
Yeah, that's Jose Bluebell who's in charge. I don't know if you knew that, but.
I just forgot his name.
What about belly fat? 61190 can't get rid of the gut. Also been a fan of fast food and sweets for years. Get rid of the fast food and sweets. You do that, and it's going to disappear. It's like right now, with the diet I have, I can maintain. I haven't gained a pound on the Rona break. And I haven't lost any, but I haven't gained any. And it's just because I don't eat any of that stuff. I don't eat ice cream. Yeah, and yes, I do eat some stuff that's not healthy, like pasta and things like that. But, and I haven't stopped drinking. But as long as I don't do any of the sugar drinks, then I'm fine, and I won't gain any weight. So,
I've definitely gained weight during this because I've drank all the beers.
Well,
and I haven't been to the gym in 2 months.
Early on, I did. I went through most of my beer collection, and so now I've kind of cut out beer until ours comes out next week, and then I'm going to drink a couple of those too, because you know, I've got one for you. But other than that, I'm pretty much off beer for the next couple months when I get into my home gym. First, it said it will be shipped by May 15th, and now it's like still pending. So I don't know when I'm going to get my home gym, but I really want to get going when that gets here. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. But hey, you know, we all battle this stuff, except for you really skinny handsomes. And for you guys, I apologize for the last segment. It doesn't do you any good. You're just going to walk through life being handsome and skinny. And good for you. You know, Mott says the best thing to help me is cutting out all bread. I hardly eat any bread. That's another good one. If you get bread out of your diet, that helps.
Like
a
really,
lot.
I've gotten to where pretty much the only carbs I eat are beer. I drink all my carbs. Every once in a while, I'll eat a pizza, and I know that's like my weakness. I do love a pizza, and I'll be honest. Sometimes I'll try to get it on like a cauliflower crust, and it's just gross. It's not the same. Yeah. It's not a replacement. But yeah, I don't eat a lot of bread.
Yeah, the pizza thing, I try to limit that to no more than once every 2 weeks. And of course, when I get one, I'll inhale half of it. But if as long as I'm not, because there was a time where, especially when I was living by myself, I'd order pizza every freaking night. So yeah, I've gotten rid of most of the bread. I don't do much of that anymore. All right, let's take a very quick break, and I have a new favorite for Clubhouse leader in the Ronaverse social media. When we come back, it's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I can explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. Here's the text you like to get, A.J. Tony Hinojosa Catering, I'd like to extend my services to welcome you guys back to the station with a whole brisket sliced. two racks of baby back ribs free. Love the show, guys. We would love that. And yeah. 254, your diet advice is trash, FYI. Yeah, I'm sure you're a skinny, good-looking guy, so go bleep yourself, dude.
And that's what I'm telling you. This isn't like there's some people who can live that life 24/7, and I don't think it's healthy for you to do that forever and ever. But I'll tell you what, that diet advice, if you're trying to drop a bunch of pounds in a week or two, no, it's not bad advice. That's actually it works. And that's the other thing. This is my favorite thing about this. I talked to a nutritionist when I was cutting, because for me to cut weight to 185 pounds was not an easy task. And I sat down with a nutritionist and we talked about what I need to get, what I need to avoid. You know, this is what you need to have. This, like, it was literally down to weighing ounces of meat and weighing ounces of vegetables and weighing out portions of rice. Like, it was a science. And I went through, I did that, what, six times? I've got some experience with it.
Yeah, well, my up and down weight has been most of my life. So I've managed to get it off, managed to gain it back. So, and I know what works. I just don't always do it.
That's
and,
my
and
biggest
right
problem.
Now, yeah, and somebody says it's all about cardio, 45 minutes with resistance. I lose weight when I can do weights, because I do a circuit training where it's cardio, basically, because you don't get any breaks. You just go straight to each exercise, and that works for me great. The problem is that, you know, now that I can't go to the gym, I can't do that, because as much as I might run or ride my bike, I never lose a pound from that. But stuff like that, I'll melt it off in a hurry. And, you know, it looks like it's going to be another 2 months now before this thing arrives, so I'm probably just going to have to go find some used weight equipment or something that somebody wants to sell, because I got a half a garage ready to go. So I definitely want to get going, and I don't know if I want to wait 2 months. But hey, let's squeeze in a call real quick, and then we'll get to this stuff. Justin,
quick question, and maybe I haven't heard. The last 2 days, none of y'all shows have talked about it, and maybe it's just not worth talking about. But this whole thing with Tyson and Holyfield, you know, talking about, as far as I understand, they're down for it. They want to fight, but none of the, you know, two or three or whatever organizations in boxing will sanction it. And that being said, do you think it will happen, or will it not happen because it won't be sanctioned, or what needs to happen for the event to take place, or should it even down?
No, it shouldn't happen. And they've already said if it did happen, it would be an exhibition match, which means you don't need sanctioning for that. But this is why you don't want to see it. Holyfield, they asked him about this, and he said he basically there won't be a winner, there won't be a loser, and there won't be knockouts. That's not a fight. I don't need to see these guys get in a ring and you know, play spar. That, what's the fun in that? If we're going to watch these men go in and maul each other, I want to see one mauled. He says, I didn't really want to get back in the ring because I always said when I stop, I will stop. But an exhibition, that is different. I'm not killing myself for nobody. I ain't looking for knockouts, and I ain't going more than three-minute rounds. We do it in an appropriate way, but I am going to be in great shape. And if someone thinks they're going to hit me, I don't want them to think I won't hit them back. I don't know if that'll be Mike. If it don't work, then it weren't meant to be. So he's not trying to fight.
No. I have no interest in seeing Holyfield in the ring again. Tyson, I would watch, because Tyson's different. Tyson is a train wreck waiting to happen, and I would pay to see him. I could care less about Evander Holyfield. I just no interest in seeing that. Like the Shannon Briggs Tyson thing, I think they said is a done deal. I'd rather see that, frankly. I'm paying to see Tyson.
I agree.
And if you're going to go and just do a sparring session, yeah, good luck.
Yeah, no, nobody's paying for that, certainly. Three-minute rounds.
Yeah. So he says LA Fitness opens on June 1st. Yeah, I'm not going back to the gym. I'm not either. From home now. It's, you know, not that, you know, no offense, and if you own a gym, great, but it's just not for me. And maybe it's just the gym I went to was so freaking disgusting before this that I have no interest in going back. But, yeah, and somebody told me that there's a fitness place in Edo closing down and selling all their equipment. Hell, maybe I'll swing by there and see what I can get. That'd be pretty cool. So I hate to see that, though. And, you know, but I get it. I think gyms are going to suffer a little bit because I do think people probably feel the same way. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Well, we're too late in the segment to get to what I wanted to get to.
Good news, Fred.
We'll do it.
We've got 2 hours of show left. Hours.
But do you know how many times during this Roniverse stretch where I've thought, okay, I didn't get to this segment, I'll get to it a little later in the show, and then I looked up and it's 2 days later and I never got to it?
It probably happens a lot.
These shows, they've just been flying by. So, you know, a lot of people said they were not interested in McGregor and Mayweather, and that fight did huge numbers. Boy, I remember saying it was going to be a bad fight, but I don't ever remember saying wasn't interested in it. I mean,
yeah, I didn't think it was going to be a competitive fight, but of course I was going to watch it.
Right.
I knew who was going to win. Going into it, I knew who was going to win.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest bet I've made on a fight in years was Mayweather by knockout. And everybody said, oh, he doesn't knock people out. Yeah, he doesn't knock boxers out.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so that one was, well, and the one thing I remember most about that is it was Harvey night, and how many friends of mine got stranded out on the roads because they went to watch the fight at some bar. And, yeah, that was just such a weird time. But, and some all these places ordered the fight and then couldn't get it because of the weather. But yeah, the interest was there. It was always going to be interest because Conor McGregor sells fights, and Floyd Mayweather sells fights. But yeah, did I think it was going to be like even? Let's be honest, Mayweather Pacquiao wasn't going to be a good fight when it finally happened because it took too long.
Yeah,
and I knew it wasn't going to be a good fight, but was I going to watch it? Absolutely. Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And, I think been an interesting first hour so far, Mr. Hoffman. Just kind of blazed right through it. And it's all because you were depressed over your dinos.
That's right.
So hopefully they'll bounce back. But 10-2 or 11-2?
I think they are 11-2 now.
So where does that rank them in the standings?
Oh, number one, of course. But still, Fred, that's something that you would – like you ask that like you're just used to cheering for a loser. That's what you said. You were looking for a loser. I picked the Dinos knowing they were going to win the championship, their first ever championship.
Is it their first? I thought they'd
– No, they've never won. No, they've never won. No, this will be their – I predict this will be their virgin championship year.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, yeah, they're 11-2 and in first place. They're NC, right?
Yeah, NC Dinos.
Yeah.
Who's in second place?
So what are the LG and Doosan?
That's the Twins, LG Twins and the Doosan
what
Bears.
What is Doosan?
That's
all
the
right,
Bears.
What is Kiwoom?
That's I think that might be the Wyverns.
Okay, that's going to be my team then. If they're not awful – and they're not good, and they're Wyverns, I'm in.
But I might be wrong on that. That might be the Heroes, actually.
Oh, no, I'm not a Hero fan. I hate Heroes.
Kiwoom is... yeah, that is the Heroes. I was wrong.
Oh, okay, never mind. So,
sorry, SK is the Wyverns.
Okay, they're 2-11, so no. I don't want
yeah, they're really bad. They're really bad. They're almost as bad as the KT Wiz.
Well, no, they're worse. They're dead last.
Oh, are they?
Yes.
The Wiz are on like a 5-game win streak or something. Lance said this morning.
Oh, must have gotten on a win streak after they finished playing the Dinos.
Yeah, they're 6-7. So,
I tried to get you to take the LG Twins, and you
Twins is such a crappy name, I mean, I want something cool.
Yeah.
And I didn't want the best team, but I didn't want something with a dumb name. So if the Wyverns could just be 5-5 or something, I could be down with that. But 2-11?
2-11 is not great.
No, that's not.
Especially yeah. when the next worst team is 5-9.
Yeah, that's like Dana Dimmel UH. No. No. All right, let's take a quick break.
All right, I got to tell you guys about TGS Insurance. Guys, thanks to our listeners, TGS Insurance is one of the fastest growing agencies in the state, and they're growing way faster than the average agent. Why? Because it's super easy to save some money with these guys. It's really easy. All it takes is a text message. And if you've got too much money on your hands right now, you don't have to listen. If you're like, yeah, I couldn't use an extra $1,000 a year. Okay, well, that's cool. Good for you. But if you could and you own a home, text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. Send that back. You'll get a full quote and proposal with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. I did this, and I saved over $1,000. They've got a nearly perfect online rating, over 1,000 reviews. Average customer saving nearly $900 a year. That could be you. No need to wait for your renewal either. They're going to take care of all the back end, all the business, all the paperwork, so you don't have to deal with it. You just sit back and start raking in the savings. They're open now. Text the word money to 232323 and start saving today. You need a taste of your own medicine.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.